Hello, everyone, and welcome to our yearly clip show, the show in which we take a look at the past year and put together our favorite RSBNB update moments. However, just a slight word of warning, some of the clips in this show have a sort of a PG-13 rating or a higher rating, something that was not normally accepted on the regular shows, so just to bear a bit of warning. I'm sure it's nothing none of you have heard before. This is RSBNB Update, Episode 80, the 2006 Clips episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the clip show of 2006 for RSBNB Update. I am Shane1288, here with...
Brad!
Hello, it's so good to have you back!
Thank you, yes.
Yes. So, the clip show, this is one of our favorite show. It's my favorite show of the year, and I'm pretty sure it's your favorite show as well.
It is my favorite.
So, with all that said, I think it's about time to get going, because we have a good 60 clips to do, so onwards
we get
we go.
To laugh at ourselves.
Yes, and other people too.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this first one is a blooper for me from our last episode, episode 77, when we discussed hacktivism. For hacktivism, I have a link here to the Wikipedia one. Basically, what the Wikipedia definition, basically, what hacktivism is, it's, using programming and whatnot to control farming and stuff. So,
huh? Say what? Controlling farming? I like what?
Oh, what? See, I said, Southrin sent me a message on MSN about his farming, so I said, it's using your code to control your farming. But basically what hacktivism is, it's using code or some other things to promote...
Make it quickly?
Huh? Well, there we were. That was from episode 77, our last one. Basically, what happened there, a question was asked by someone about what we think of hacktivism, which is basically using technology or computers to promote a political ideology or free speech movement. There's nothing wrong with that, right, Brad?
No, of course there isn't.
Yeah, and I just blooped up because somebody, Southrin, sent me a message about farming, so that's where that came from. Oh, gosh. And this was also an episode in which we had... the release of Google's patent search in tech news, so Trekkie managed to find the underwear patent. I'll play a clip from that right now.
Let's see, electric guitar improvement to opera chair, hat with folding rim and visor, candy cane forming machine, calculator.
What?
I'm looking at the Google patent webpage thing.
Oh, the one on the zipper was here.
Okay.
Interesting.
Somebody had a patent on underwear?
What? Okay.
Let's see. Patent number D444616, October 26, 2000. Ornament designed for underwear as shown and described.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at underwear.
That's going to go on the clip show.
Read this patent. Let's see what it says here. Let's see. Oh, man.
Okay. Okay.
What do you I think it makes it more roomier.
What?
Front view underwear show new design.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this person did.
Yeah, Trekkie's got the patent here for underwear up. Yeah, so the underwear patent, I this was news to me that somebody can have a patent on underwear, right? It's like,
Trekkie is a pervert.
we have more Trekkie clips later on. Hence why this episode has a higher rating than some of the other ones. So those were from episode 77. I don't know, like, are you glad that you missed all this strangeness going on or something like that, or?
If I'd been on those shows, it would have been a lot less funny.
Okay. Next one is where I start talking about a temporal paradox for some odd reason in episode 76. We always manage to get into these kind of things like that. So, temporal paradox, episode 76. So basically, we're dealing with a temporal paradox here because we're getting items from our future. Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
What? Understandable.
Okay.
Huh? What?
We're just getting items from the God War, which is the future, futuristic items.
No, we're in the fifth age.
Yeah, but they're futuristic because we got destroyed, so therefore they're our future. And then it'll repeat itself with another God War.
What?
Shane, I may be a Trekkie, but you completely lost me.
I don't know, Brad, did I lose you there?
Oh, sorry, I thought the clip was still playing. I was expecting somebody to speak.
Oh. Yeah, well, this was because there's the new Third Age armor from the latest Treasure Trail update, so we kind of had to deal with sort of a temporal paradox there, according to me, because you were getting these items from the past, although there's going to be another God War in the future, so therefore the past, our future is the past.
I see.
Okay.
You know, Shane, one day they're going to put you in an asylum.
Oh, we have a clip from that too, later on. Okay, next clip is about what happens pre-show. This is something you guys would not have heard before. What started happening here was my phone started ringing and someone started playing piano in Trekkie's background at the same time, hence why it was so funny and made the clip show. When I'm more upbeat or what, I don't know.
You need a lower voice, be like,
oh god. Okay, that's a private caller, I don't get those.
Oh great, not another one.
Okay, well, that's enough of that one.
That's like organized chaos.
I know, like the guy started playing the piano at the same time my phone started ringing.
Who was it, Shane?
I really don't know, because it said private caller. And I don't get those, so.
Didn't you speak to them?
No, I didn't get it. Nope. So that was for those two were from episode 76, which were 2 weeks ago. So, S. Now this is one of our most famous moments in the recent episodes: the Asian dwarf.
Is this racist?
No, it's not. It was just a slip of the tongue.
Oh, what a shame. I mean.
Finally, which wallpaper download do you prefer? 32% of people say the Asian dwarf. I mean, Labrador. Labrador. Slipping the tongue there.
Oh, that is so gone on the Christmas special.
Explain how we got the Asian dwarf.
Man, I don't think I have such a good thing as, like, right now.
Explain how we came up with an Asian dwarf. I came up with an Asian dwarf. Explain.
Because me and Jeff are Asian and you're not.
Yes, but
we have better memory than you, and then Jeff typed it on MSN and you just read it while reading the thing.
Yes. Jeff said Asians on MSN and then I just said Asian dwarf.
Shit.
Yeah, so that one right there was a slip of the tongue by me.
You scammy, Shane.
I know. That made actually the title of the episode. Oh, yeah. But it was just really a slip of the tongue. Nothing meant there. Are online friends more just as important as your real-life friends, Brad?
Yes, they are.
Okay, and here's a...
Some of them are.
Here's a clip to prove that, and that shows Trekkie doesn't exactly believe in it. Most importantly, the report finds that 43% of those in an online community feel as strongly about their online buddies as those offline. I don't know, do you feel this that way? As I do.
Don't care.
You don't care about me?
No.
I care about you.
No, you don't. Yes. If you did, you would have shown your picture on the website by now instead of making me beg.
Well, you never offered anything of enough value.
Yeah, yes I did.
Like what?
My picture of me inside the Star Trek uniform.
Well, I got that anyways.
Yeah, because I got tired of toying with you, you little jerk.
Okay. So, take a look at this, and I think we can agree with it. Is anybody... You guys have seen that Canadian idiot thing, anyone? Like, or is that just a Canadian thing that people have seen that? Oh, wow. Yeah, so it shows that Trekkie doesn't care about me, so... I don't know, what's new, hey?
Yes.
Oh, hi. And one final clip from episode 75 involving something like the cross-dressing quest. Brad, do you remember anything of like a cross-dressing quest or something?
When you had to change into a woman if you were a man or a man if you were a woman.
No, he said it was like Prince of Alcard quest or something.
I don't remember that.
Well, let's
I don't need to be on a quest to cross-dress. I cross-dress whenever I feel like it.
Well, play in this clip now. A damsel in distress quest. Haven't we had one of these before?
I quit counting.
That's that. We'll get to that later in the month. And
unless you count the Prince one.
What?
Prince of Alcohard. Remember?
No.
Free to play?
No, I don't remember that one.
Drainer Village, little jail thing, dress that guy up as a girl.
No, I don't remember there being a cross-dressing quest.
Free to play.
I don't remember it. Jeff, do you remember it?
No.
Rescue Prince or something like that.
Do you remember anything like that? Rescuing a prince and dressing him up as a girl?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, so...
I'm sorry, you keep speaking, and I think the clip is still running. I'm waiting for the clip to end.
That's interesting. How can I signal that it's done? I don't know. Oh, well. Episode 74. This next one is about Trekkie's love for the game Call of Duty. You know that game, right? It's like a World War II shooting game.
Oh, yeah, that game.
Okay.
You know what? I cannot wait till Call of Duty 3 comes out.
Oh, that's a shooting game, isn't it?
Yes, I love shooting games. Right. I so want that game. It's like shooting people on the screen. I just picture Shane's head on every single one of them.
Okay, are you a sniper?
I could be.
Okay. Okay, well, that's the end of that one. Basically, we see that Trekkie likes that game, and he pictures everyone's head as me, so... I guess that's motivation.
That must be some motivation to shoot.
I know.
Die, Shane. Die, Shane. Die, Shane.
Oh, my. Okay, and then finally, this was also an episode that Chris was on, and I had to remind him, because he was going to say something bad about RuneScape, I had to remind him about what happened to the last person who said something bad. Anyways, here it is.
Unless I might make fun of hunting, though.
Why?
Because it sounds lame, according to you.
Well, you Yeah, you know, you set up a bolt, lift up a boulder, put some sticks under it, then the creature goes under and gets squashed.
Lame.
I shall remind you that the last person who criticized RuneScape on this podcast got sent home in tiny, tiny boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds like he was kind of shocked at the end there when I said that what actually happened to that last person. And I'm not going to name that person because we don't need people going out to hunt this person down and find his pieces.
Who is it? Who is it? Tell me.
Oh, no, I can't tell you that. I'll tell you later.
Oh, yes. Yes, we nailed that little...
Okay. 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 This next clip is from the week of in which they introduced the quest where the guy looked like Captain Jean-Luc Picard. The hot air balloon quest. Did you do that one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, here's a...
I wasn't on the show, was I?
No, here's a clip about Trekkie sending up a cat. Balloon transport system.
Hey, you can make that after the quest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be kind of cool, you know, put your little cat in there. Like, bye-bye, kitty. Whee!
You have a cat?
No, but, well...
You have M. Shane?
Yeah, M. Shane, but... He's fat. I haven't trained him in a while. He's been eating dust.
Yeah, so basically what Trekkie wanted to do here was send up a cat, because in this quest you could get these air balloons that you can let go after the quest, so he wanted to put this kitten on the cat, and or this kitten on the balloon and send the cat away.
I'm sure Mike would object to that.
I know, I do too. It's just
animal
not right.
Cruelty is wrong.
Yes, yes.
Unless the animal happens to be Australian.
Like a kangaroo?
Means, well, yeah, anything Australian I would kill.
Okay. And this next one is a Chewbacca sort of implementation. Have you watched Star Wars and heard this guy's howl before or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Star Wars fan, Shane. You know that.
Okay, well, you can tell me how I did on this.
I don't know. You know what we need now? We need Chewbacca. I want Chewbacca to be in RuneScape. When we go to a forest for a quest. Good God, Shane.
That's the kind of noise he makes, right?
That sounds more like you were having a
Not like that. Time. That was just... I'm not going to say anything. That's just creepy.
So, was that you now, or was that you on the show that you say I was having a fit?
That was me just then, because, see, first I don't know when the clip has stopped, then I don't know... Oh, God.
Okay, I'll try and make it more clear to you somehow, okay? Anyways, I don't know, is that right, what I did?
No, it sounds like you were having a fit.
Okay. Oh, God. Next one we have is from episode 71, in which was titled Ghostbusters because of the Halloween theme, in which we... talked about the Ghostbusting minigame that was released. Here is what Trekkie sang the Ghostbusters theme.
If there's something strange in the neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
Yeah, so we can obviously see that Trekkie watched that show in his childhood. Did you?
No, I never did.
No, neither did I, so... They're all wondering how it was possible that I'd never seen it.
I've seen the film once or twice, I think.
Yeah. And now from episode 71, a clip from the pre-show in which I was talking about sending you know those videos that jump out at you?
I spotted it, you didn't fool me.
I know, but I sent it to Creepy and we were talking about Creepy Pirate / Bacon's reaction. So here's what we talked about.
Okay, well, this is the page we use. This week's password is London.
Why London?
Because I sent Creepy this video of this London dungeon. It was the Halloween day, and you know those videos that jump out at you, right?
Uh-huh.
I sent him one of those, and he jumped up really high.
I remember that.
I remember when, I think BibUser posted up a picture like that, and... And a funny thing was, they were both of them were showing me the same link. And I was watching it. I was like, wait, why do I get the feeling someone's going to jump out and try and scare me? I actually told him that, and they said like, no, it's okay. Nothing's going to happen. So I turned off my sound, and sure enough, there it was. I was like, you guys suck.
Yeah, they are kind of easy to notice, right? Like,
for everybody except Creepy.
Yeah. He said he like jumped out of his chair like really high. Well, that was a highlight of Halloween this year. I have a picture of his reaction on MSN. I'll post that in the notes for this, so. Yes.
Now on to the shows that I was on.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 70. This is when you
everybody and... switch off now.
This was when you and Chrisella were on.
Oh, that was good.
Yes. So let's start with some Star Trek talk. Or you want to start with the other thing?
Do the Star Trek one first. Okay. Let's get the shit over with first.
I started watching Star Trek now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, good! What series?
Stop. No. No, we're not talking about this. We are not talking about this.
What series?
No. No.
Enterprise.
Oh, what season? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I don't know. It's just on TV.
Did the Vulcan woman have a Vulcan uniform on, or?
Stop it, Shane.
I don't even know what that is.
Shane, stop it.
Okay.
The last one I watched was about things with the horns on their head, and then they had to make the professor make some medicine or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Things with the horns on their head.
Shane.
Oh, God. Professor, make some medicine. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Shane, that is sad, okay? That is seriously sad.
I know what she's talking about.
That is sad. That is
it's this one in season 4. I think it's called Affliction or something.
Shane, this is not Star Trek update.
He wishes it was.
She brought it into it this week, not me.
Yeah, well, you had to continue the topic,
okay.
Didn't you?
I'm just sharing the Star Trek love, okay?
Yes, I don't
Let's
think...
Let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, so I don't think it would be hard to... I think it would be kind of hard for Brad to do that. There you go. That's the episode
next,
you're talking
next
about.
Next show, we need to get somebody on who I know will be anti-Star Trek. Not a bloody
I
woman.
I don't like it. I just watch it. That's all I was saying. Well,
see,
I don't,
that's
not
the episode,
religiously.
Right, Chrisella? That's the episode that you
no,
watch.
No, we're moving
I'm
on.
I'm waiting for it to load.
We're moving on. We are moving on. Next question.
Wow, and we did move on from that.
I liked the bit where I said we need to get somebody on who's anti-Star Trek, not a woman. Oh, I love being sexist.
Yeah, well, that didn't actually happen, I don't think, so...
No, you got bloody Trekkie to
I
do
know.
The next couple of shows. God.
Okay, and now something that you and Chrisella had talked about on the same episode. I'll play that now.
You banned me for a while, you bitch.
Well, I've tried to unban some people, but it didn't work properly, so now I just... You should be able to visit it now.
This is going on the clip show for your information.
What
okay.
is...
Okay.
Oh.
What?
It calls me a lot more than that.
I'm allowed to call her bitch.
Right.
And that is true, I am allowed to call her bitch. Nobody else is.
Okay, I just figured we'd put that in for a good measure.
And because you know it'll piss her off.
Sure. Okay. Oh, I messed up. I kind of messed up. I had these clips lined up from episode 69. First one was something about your being in East Berlin.
Oh, yes, that.
And how it scares you?
Yes, it does.
I don't have the clip with me. And another one was the was your title of the RSVNB Idol.
Thank God you don't have that clip.
Oh, I do.
RSVNB Idol.
Die, Shane. Die, please die. I hate that clip.
Okay. And in this also episode, we heard that Chris sang a song for his class. In order to get a drink, which was something that I sang before, but I won't be doing it again, so yes.
Sing it.
No, that's okay.
X equals 16. I don't know the words.
Moving onwards to episode 67. We've got a good few clips from this one. Let's start off with the Pierre rant about a Pierre that I had.
Love this rant!
No,
and what's happening with the staffs?
What about it?
Well, if you set your attack style to slash,
yeah,
and then switch to the dragon dagger, you get control, and the Pierres get defense experience. I just love that.
It's not very nice, Shane.
But I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's what do they want it set to? Dance?
I want it set to dance.
Okay, well, with this clip,
hang on a minute, why were you guesting with Lance and Darth Vader? I wanted Sir to dance.
I really don't know. I don't know why they were there. I know Lance was there, but I didn't know Darth Vader was there. they wanted Sir to dance. Or that's what Lance suggested. Wanted Sir to dance? Oh, that was a good one, I think. Okay. And another one. This was from when we were closing out the show, and I was the last one on Skype, and somehow somebody had thought that I wasn't, that I had turned off the recording, but oh no. Recording continues all the way through. Here we go.
Psycho Chicken. Guess could say, ba 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 ba. Run, 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 run away. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't know Darth Vader could sing.
Well, I guess he can. But in reality, yeah, that is Poison 3333, not Darth Vader. So it just sounded like Darth Vader because we had some audio trouble that episode. So, yes. Those were from episode 67. Okay, now this is another one in which you and Chrisala were on. Let's start with Brad's idea of the new RuneScape interfaces.
When I had, like, no battery.
Yes,
battery was 0%.
That's right. Here's what you thought of the interfaces.
Oh, and their brand new interface. Looks shitty.
Yes. No. It's good.
It's shitty. Like, what was wrong with the old one, I'd like to know.
I'll have a look at it.
There's a link to it. Cool. Like, they've split things up so now there's...
Holy shit! That looks like crap!
The
smiley faces look retarded.
Smiley faces look.
You see
that
prayer
like
icon?
Down syndrome. But apart from that,
Brad, do you see that prayer icon?
That looks messed up.
That's what they changed the prayer icon to on the skill list.
That looks horrible.
Yeah.
Oh dear God! It all looks horrible.
Yes.
The emote interfaces and person. Oh, what the fuck.
Also,
cool.
They added this new teleport. I had a picture on the blog, shane.rsbnb.com, of what you do when you teleport.
And here's some more of what Brad thought on it.
It looks like most things Jagex did. First they ruined the runes, now they look like a child drew them, and now the interface looks like a child drew them, albeit a talented child, but a child nonetheless.
You still stand by that a talented child drew the new interface and the runes?
Yes, a talented child, but a child nonetheless. Probably around the age of 12, maybe 13.
Okay. And we also have a confession here by Chrisella.
Oh, yay.
Down syndrome emotes.
Didn't you tell me that you want to hit people who have Down syndrome-like faces?
We don't talk about that.
You evil person.
I think this is a topic for another show called Political Opinions with Brad and Chrisella.
I don't know. I don't have much to say about that one.
So to those of you who didn't get the gist, Chrisella said that when she sees somebody who has Down syndrome, when she sees their face, she wants to hit it. Just in case you didn't get that.
That's not very nice.
Oh, well, she's a strange girl. Moving on.
Okay, and then finally, your thoughts on Agent Waffles.
So what, do you stock it with baby shark, and then they grow up, and then you fish them?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be like fishing. Farming.
Fish farming.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then all the vegetarians in RuneScape could come around to your house and smash the windows in protest. Wouldn't that be realistic?
That's not funny.
Okay. Thank you, Agent Waffles.
Yeah, you have a strange name.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Agent Waffles, that is kind of a strange name, right?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, can you really imagine some police officer coming up to your door and saying, "Hello, I'm Agent Waffles, and this is my partner, Agent Johnson." Can you imagine that?
No, that'd be kind of strange.
Your door and decided, unless he came to your door and decided to use his screen name.
Sure. Okay. And this one is, the next clip is from episode 65 called "The Men in White Coats Are Coming to Get Me." And here is why the men in white coats were coming to get me.
No, because you had gone to bed.
Fucking you up. Yes, what was it?
We did a translation of the RSB&B forums to English from French.
I thought it was already in English.
I know, but one of our people did this, Chris.
What did Chris do?
We just translated, and there was a funny result. If you translate it and you look under the non-RuneScape related media, it says post any pictures, youngstag, funny desktops. But maybe even yourself, absolutely.
That sounds... Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
That just sounds stupid.
Absolutely no flaming gold nudity.
Oh, Chris is stupid. No, not really.
Strongly enforced, i.e. round of applause from sight.
Round of applause from sight?
Yes.
Okay. On another note, the Green Bay Packers suck.
Okay. And then, so a young stag means here. And then there's one in Graphic Central. This is the board for posting and discussing but self-made images and signatures.
Okay. The men in white coats will be with you shortly, Shane.
It's not me. It was Chris.
The men in white coats will be with both of you shortly.
But flaming gold nudity?
Flaming what nudity?
Flaming gold nudity. I sent it to your MSN.
I bet you'd like some flaming gold nudity, wouldn't
no.
you, Shane?
And for doing that, you get a round of applause yeah. from the site.
So, if you post flaming gold nudity, you get a round of applause from the site.
Yes.
Now, hang on a minute. It says absolutely no flaming gold nudity. Strongly enforced.
Round of applause from site.
Does that mean you and Mike will come to my house personally and clap?
And then if you look at the clan discussion, for friendly discussion only but clans, yet that you, this forum, gets abused too much flaming from the
but clans.
Yes.
I don't think we need to know about that aspect of RuneScape.
So, just lots of interesting things happen.
You should,
Brad. One more. I'll just read about the Hall of Fame. This forum is where you edge post your snazzy bank pictures and cuts people's spleen, your account, stats, all to further your own Hall of Fame. Any other RSP you would like to get rated, go young stag, except fakes, PK, dual pictures, still belong in PKing forum.
Touch people's spleen.
Yeah, cut their spleen.
Wow.
Right. That's enough insanity for one show.
Okay, so I guess we're done?
Yes, we are done.
Yeah, so, you remember that?
I do remember the flaming gold nudity.
Yeah, it's like... way that happened is Chris just decided to do a... I guess he was bored or something and did a French to English translation on the forums.
I bet you've seen a fair bit of flaming gold nudity in your time, Shane.
No, not at all. Not at all. That was from episode 65. And then...
Better?
Yeah. And then we close out this episode with people leaving me while I go design a circuit.
It's a circuit that'll shift a bit, one position to the left. You'll have an 8-bit thing, and it needs to shift it all to the left.
Yeah, I'm gonna go now before Shane's tech talk kills me. Goodbye.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
It shifts it to the left, you know?
Okay, bye, Shane.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so see there, everybody left me when I started talking about that circuit. I guess that means no circuits on RSBNB update.
I should try and leave every time you talk about Star Trek.
Oh, that would cut all the shows in like half then.
Not half, into like 16ths.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. Back to a Trekkie moment when Trekkie starts to talk French. In episode 64.
Then again, I went to France and I drank those mineral water, which was completely shit. Don't go to Paris. It sucks.
Paris does suck.
Oui, oui, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, so obviously you can see there, that doesn't resemble any semblance of French that I know, does it to you?
It's about all the French I know. Oui, oui, ho, ho. I am from France.
Okay. Okay, and the next step was talking about my carbonated water, which I actually still have today.
Okay, so...
Ooh. 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 Is Shane constipated?
No, I'm just drinking some of this carbonated water that's flavored with lemon.
I hate that stuff.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. I have another glass today with me. You like it?
It's alright. I prefer regular water.
Yeah, so apparently that's how Trekkie thinks someone that's constipated sounds. And then there was a week in which nobody else was able to do the show because of either technical difficulties or just being plain busy. So I ended up doing it with Alex43, and he pulled off a great accent of somebody. I'm not sure what kind of accent it is, but here it is.
Want me to read it in an accent?
Just read it
normally. Do you think it was right for the USA to drop the atomic bombs in Japan during World War II?
Dead user.
Okay, so...
I want to say, first of all, that's the first time I've heard that, and I think I speak for everybody when I say, what the fuck was that?
I don't know what kind of accent that was.
You sound like he was saying it like a girl.
Yeah, I think he was imitating Bib User. Because Bib User had sent in that question, so...
Does Bib User speak like that?
I never heard her talk before, so I don't know. Okay, that was from episode 62. Oh, yes, and one from episode 61 in which we see that that you're really upset because Star Trek seems to creep into everything.
Oh, I'm upset a lot.
Yes, that's right. Because if, what else was S used for? Star Trek.
You've got to find some way to bring Star Trek into it, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, every week, right? Almost every week.
Oh, I do sound upset.
Yes. So, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it, is there?
Yes, Shane, there's a lot wrong with it, but that's for another podcast, the Brad Hates Star Trek podcast.
Okay. That's from episode 61. And, now we're moving on to episode 60, which was we had some people singing what we want for Christmas and what good is farming. Should we do the farming one first, maybe, or what do you want to do first? Farming?
Farming one.
Okay. This one is from Lance about what farming is good for.
Brace your farming.
You're obsessed with farming. Farming's for devil. There's no use for farming.
Sure there is.
No.
Herbs.
No.
Trees.
No. You can buy those.
Okay, raise
Weed.
Your
speed. What was that? What the hell was that?
Who was that?
Me.
Okay. Oh. Basically, you'd probably want to raise your slayer.
Yes, there was a question when I said raise farming. People were started debating what farming is good for, and then Lance said, weed.
It is good. You can put your weed in a pot and light it.
Oh yeah, what quest was that for? It was for some quest, I'm pretty sure.
Something to do with the dwarves, wasn't it? You had to smoke something out.
Yeah, something
Make
like
something
that.
High, I forget which.
Okay. And now we have a question of what we want for Christmas. We had we went around on this, and when it came up to Matt's turn, it turns out that, well, you'll hear what he wanted for Christmas. And it's coming close, so I will see if he gets it. Here we are.
What does Matt / Poison want?
Pony.
A pony.
Pony.
Well, that's the most. That's the most interesting one we've heard all day. Thank you. Thanks for the question, Kyle. You've just proven that Matt wants a pony.
Yes, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
I worry about that boy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't worry that he wants a pony. I worry what he wants the pony for. What does he want to do with that pony?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't want to guess, Shane. I just don't want to think about it.
Okay. And, we had some more singing at the end of this episode. Both Matt and Trekkie this time will do a Trekkie first. Here we are.
My thing is, I bet you Shane listens to the opera by Voyager's Doctor. And those who have seen the episode know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Tuvok, I understand. As for your able man. Okay.
No.
What do you think of that, Brad? That he was singing like that?
I think it makes me want to go vomit up.
You want to see the episode that was from? Like the actual clip he was trying to imitate?
Okay, Shane, I'll put myself through it.
Okay. Let me pull it up here. Tinker, Tenor, Doctor, Spy. Just go to this page and click Bravo.
La donnae mobile, qual più mal vento, muta da cento, e di pensiero. Sempre un amabile, leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso, e menzognero. La donnae mobile, qual più mal vento, muta da...
That's enough of that, eh?
That was so painful, it almost sent me to sleep.
Yeah, well, that's what Trekkie thinks I listen to. And here is Matt singing again. For some reason, he always seems to think that the recording turns off when I say we're done. When in fact, it doesn't. Yeah, so that's just a little brief clip there. I don't know.
He's weird.
Yes. Maybe the white men in white coats should go to him, too?
They've already been, but he was so weird they scared him away. No, he scared them away, I mean.
Okay. Those were from episode 60. Okay, time for episode 59, in which we have some things from Brad and a few things from me. Let's do your leopard thing first. You remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember this.
I'm a leopard, man.
So what induced that, actually?
Because you said, that your teacher had said if he was an animal, he'd be a leopard, and I implied that he only thought such a thing because he was smoking crack.
Okay, that's that. One more from
crack me. Smoking. Nah,
it's not good for you. I feel that people need to go die. I'm not sure what I was talking about, but here we are.
Talking about me, Shane.
This little asshole needs to go die.
Shane was talking about me there. He said I was a little asshole and I needed to go die.
No, I was talking about some peer, probably.
Or Chrysala.
I don't think so. No, I wasn't. Don't make those kind of things like that. And also a prayer noob, apparently. That I don't think about a prayer noob, okay?
More chances for people to be a prayer noob! I'm a prayer noob. I don't care.
Yes, readers.
Oh, did I just admit that?
Yeah, you just admitted that you were a prayer noob. You hate, you criticize what you are.
I don't criticize people using prayer. I just criticize the peers.
I criticize everybody. That makes me a hypocrite, but I don't really give a shit.
Okay, now finally, your suggestion to closing out the show.
How about goodbye? So long, goodbye, farewell. Let's do that bit from the Sound of Music at the end of each show. Let's
go
do a
on.
Sing-along.
Go on, sing.
I can't think of the words. So long, farewell, of Reader's Energy. Let's do that at the end of each show.
I think we moved away from that idea.
So long, farewell. I still can't remember the right bloody words.
Yeah, I don't know. That was episode 58, or 59, moving onwards to 58. Episode 58. Well, basically, we were recording, and there's a problem in Lance's house for people being too quiet, but we are still wondering what he did to his poor little cousin, so here's a clip of this, what happened.
Oh, yes.
Well,
give him a sedative. I'll come in now.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there's no way to make it quieter, lads?
Hold on.
Thank you. Brad, did you hear that?
Yes.
What do you think he did?
I think he hit the poor child.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't actually hit the person, as we confirmed later. He just clapped his hands together really loud. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah, that's what he says. He should have taken my advice and slipped the kid a sedative. That would have just sent him to sleep for a few hours.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good tip. If people are annoying you, like people who you live with, get hold of some sedatives and just slip it in their drink. It works a treat.
What kind of sedatives are good, then?
I'm not giving people advice. God, I don't want to be accused of anything.
Okay. Another.
I don't condone it, but it's fun and it works well.
Have you ever done it?
Let's move on, Shane.
Okay, a song from Lance.
Kuros, Kuros, Iron Dragons. Kuros, Duras, Turoth, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons. Kuros, Kuros, Turoth, Iron Dragons. Today, from Shiloh. Calphite Desert Lizards, Iron Dragons, Steel Dragons, Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Calphites.
Doesn't that just sound like it could be made into a song or something?
You could call it the Slayer song.
Yeah.
Iron Dragons, Iron Dragons, Basilisks, Basilisks, something, 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 and so on.
Yeah, sure. Okay, it's your turn. It's a clip of your turn now. Here we go. This is one that everybody liked.
Nuclear bomb-making ability.
Yeah.
Anyone in Iran automatically gets 99.
What about North Korea?
Yeah, go then.
And anyone named Bush can't get any.
So you think that'll ever be a skill one day? Nuclear bomb making ability?
I doubt it, but after that show I got a call from Ahmadinejad who told me to shut the fuck up.
Okay. And finally, your phone. That's such an interesting phone ring that we were able to capture it.
It annoys me.
We were able to capture it. Here it is.
Did I hear a long coming on?
Oh, fuck. Hang on a minute. Bastard. Fucking shit.
Yeah, so do you still have that phone that rings like that?
That's my mobile.
Oh, that's a nice ringtone. Sounds like a guy's playing guitar or something.
There is in fact a little man who sits in my room, and whenever the phone rings, he starts playing the guitar.
Okay. Yes. Mute your microphone for a sec. It's having problems.
Yeah, I mute it whenever I'm not speaking.
Okay. That was episode 58. Moving onwards to episode 57, in which Brad imitates a cat.
I love this. I'm sorry, but I don't like to big myself up, but I think that was pretty good.
Sounds like it's like getting its claw out or something. Like getting its claws taken out, you know?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just had to put that in. Okay, episode 56. Where Brad and I develop a southern accent. First his.
That did sound hick. I swear to God, y'all got more quests to do more?
That's his accent. Now here's...
I just want to point out that I always was shit at accents.
Okay, here's mine.
You need to do some more quests, boy.
Who do you think was better there?
It sounded like I was mentally retarded. And most people from the South America are mentally retarded, so by definition, mine's the best. If you are from Southern America, don't get offended, you know. But just don't marry your sister, please.
And now Brad also got upset about planes that episode.
Oh yes, fucking... I still hate these planes.
Fucking planes! Fuck off! Fucking hell!
What was that?
Yeah, there was like three of them fly over at the time we were recording.
No, first one flew over and I was like, okay, let's stop and wait. And then another one flew over and then we started again and then a third one flew over. I just would like to say at this point, I do say the word fuck a lot. Now, I don't condone this.
No. That's why this episode has a higher rating and probably an iTunes explicit tag.
If you ever say it in front of your parents, just blame it on me, because I'm sure I live far away that your parents aren't going to be able to do anything.
Okay.
But I don't condone it.
And then on this one, you're also
on... I don't
fucking
condone it, okay?
You're also on some sort of sugar high, apparently.
I'm very confused and sort of high on sugar.
You're high on sugar.
I had two cans of Coke on the way back home. I know, I was thirsty. It was a hot day. Let me find that Lemmings game.
That's almost catching up to Chris.
What?
Have two cans of Coke a day.
This is the first time I've had Coke in ages, but it was, sadly, the only drink that my stupid friends decided to buy, so I was really thirsty and there's nothing else to drink.
Had any more Coke recently?
No, I haven't had Coke in ages, and I only drank it then, like I said, because my idiot friends like went into the shop and came out with, like, 10 cans of Coke, and that's all they had to drink.
Okay. You want to do my mess-up, or you want... Yeah, let's do my mess-up, get it over with.
You might have some... You might have her coming on to you, Poison.
What? You said that wrong.
What did I say wrong? I just said she might be coming for you because you... Cause you
no, it's the way you said coming on to you. If someone comes on to someone else, it generally means... Okay, let's not go there.
I'll edit this out. I'll edit this out.
And I did edit it out. What does it... What exactly... Like, does it mean, like, you know, that word?
If somebody comes, like, you know, if I was in a bar and there was a girl I liked, I would try and come on to her.
Ah.
It's like chatting up, you know? Heard that phrase? Like, when you chat somebody up?
No, never heard that.
Like, sweet talk, stuff like that.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Like, coming on, like, you want something from them.
Okay.
You see.
Yes. And we also had Nate on this show. You remember when he got into trouble or something, I think.
Oh, yes. So that's the second time a parent has shouted at an...
It wasn't a parent.
It was his mum, wasn't it?
No, it was his boss who was younger than him.
Oh, that defines Ode.
Yeah, here it is, over.
My friend, I'm going to be open. So, I'm going to have to get away. Okay,
over now! Like, he's like, okay, now! Get off, now! Okay. When do you want me to get off? Now!
But he did get a name coined to him by Matt called the Furry Woodland Creature. I'll play that clip now. Whoops.
That's his nickname. Bringing Nate in. And what's his nickname?
Frogger?
Frog boy.
Frog face, feet, foot?
Bird. Two rings.
Furry woodland creature.
A furry woodland creature.
Yes. It's like...
Yeah, so I guess that was the name Nate has. But...
How many rings does it take Nate to pick up his phone?
I don't know, I was
pick
like
up
three.
Mine on like the second or third.
I don't know, but yes.
Sometimes I'm sitting right by my phone and it will ring and I'll pick it up and go, hello, and people go, wow, you answer phones fast.
And, of course, how did Poison333 get his name? Well,
from a Pokemon.
Oh. Well, at least you said it and not me, so he'll get mad at you and not me, so that's good.
Yes, Brad, as always. For those of you guys who don't know, Matt is someone called a Poison who poisons people on the forums. Yes, how did you get
poisons
that name?
Poisons their minds.
Yes, how did you get that name?
I'm not saying how I got the name, Shane. You know how I got it.
Yeah, I know how I got it, but Brad just spilled the beans on that.
His favorite Pokemon, Beedrill or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay. I'm so gonna die for saying that.
Yeah, well, you said it, not me.
No, Shane said it. Don't be confused. Shane has suddenly adopted a mild British accent.
No.
Hello, I'm Shane.
No. That was from episode 56. No clips for quite a while, so we move on to episode 52. Here's Trekkie's intro of RSBNB Update, episode 52.
This is RSBNB, episode 52!
I don't know, what does that sound like to you?
Yoda, that's no Yoda impression. But
oh,
Yoda
really?
Would say it's something like, RSBNB Update 52 is this.
Ah, okay. That's what he has to say. And this was recorded at night. There was a huge, huge flood going on, like lots of rain coming down, so I just had to make sure all the windows were closed. And this is what these guys talk about while I was checking windows. I'm getting a media format is invalid on this one file. Let me...
What format is it?
It's a MP3, but it's supposed to be working, but it's not. I'll explain the clip since it's not working, which is too bad, but basically what happened...
We have to get a real-life picture of Shin.
Basically what happened is that Trekkie wanted a real-life picture of me, so what he suggested is a poker game with all the mods, in which me and him will be the last one, and he'll bet something like a white party hat for my picture or something like that, and Lance will throw the game and they'll like rig the poker game.
Bloody cheaters. That's the only way Americans can win anything is by rigging it.
That's what they were planning, so... Yeah, that's what they had planned. Okay, so that's pretty much it for episode 52. That was our one-year anniversary. Episode. Okay. What I'll be doing is I'll be putting all these clips up in a zip file. So, even though it doesn't work, I have the clip on my main computer still, so that'll be up there so you can listen to it.
Okay.
Okay, episode 51, the week player-owned houses came out, or the week after.
Wow, that's really going back a bit, isn't it?
Oh yeah, Trekkie's going to kill me for this, but... I got to try and compose myself. You know what it is, right?
Oh, I know what it is.
Okay, here it goes.
Yeah, that's what I think they're going to do.
Hunt monsters for their heads, or what? But how is that any different than Slayer?
More heads?
I guess.
That was the wrong answer.
That came out wrong.
What?
That came out wrong.
What did you say? What did you say? What did you say? What? I didn't hear
what's
what you
going
said.
On?
What? I didn't hear what you said. Pull more heads? Is that what
forget
you said?
It. Forget about it. Forget it. Forget it.
I don't know what you said or what's going on here. Oh God. What did I say? Or what did Trekkie say? Lance, please enlighten us.
Just made an arm material.
I didn't say laughter and someone else did.
What?
Laughter is contagious. I just laughed if someone else did.
Okay. So what did Lance, what did he say? What did I
It's rated R material.
Oh, just so tell me.
You might want to edit that out.
Fix that up. Tell me. What did they say?
Oh.
What? Get more heads?
Oh.
Now Kula gets it.
Yeah, I get
Kula.
It.
What do you mean, get more heads?
Oh my. That's funny. Oh. He still does that. Oh no, he does.
What?
Oh my. Oh my.
God damn sure you're a nerd. Get a girl. Okay, and moving on.
Wow. It's great.
Okay, so hunting will be to put heads.
Oh my god.
Put heads.
Head hunting.
Yes.
You North Americans get way too excited over nothing.
Hey, I didn't know what was going on there.
It was like mass hysteria.
I know, but I didn't know what was going on there.
I'd like to be a taser. I would like to have had you all in the same room with a taser. Calm down.
Well, it was a slip of his tongue, you know? And that was removed for obvious reasons, because it's a standard episode. Okay. But hunting did not... You don't get heads for your wall for in hunting, as we found out recently, so...
Shit.
Yeah, okay. And we get what another one from Trekkie about a secret weapon of a mage.
Oh. The wizard could freak the guy out.
So basically what that was about was there was a talk about some sort of range shot that prevents someone from using magic, and then the question was, what would a mage do to get rid of the ranger? So he would freak him out, like what Trekkie did.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know, it seems kind of strange, doesn't it?
Just a little, yes.
Okay, now we're on to a Pika clip from earlier this year, episode 50, when Pyro Own Houses came out.
This is a blast from the past.
Oh, most definitely.
Alright everyone, today was a rather amazing week on RuneScape. So with some update that we were promised how long ago, everyone, how long?
2 years. 2 years.
2 years ago, Nate says?
Yes.
What about you, Chris? How long has it been for you that since they promised that one was released?
Late 2001, I think.
Okay. What about you, Pika?
Before you could store items in the bank.
I haven't been counting.
Okay.
Is that what they said?
Haha, right, ready to go.
Yeah, we were waiting a long time for that, weren't we? Like, Chris said since the before you could store items in the bank, and Pika wasn't obviously counting, but I don't know, you think it was a letdown, Player Own Houses?
I think it most definitely was.
Yeah, that's right.
They promised it for so long, and then they delivered, and it was shit.
Yes.
As is so many things with Jagex.
You remember
they promise so much, and they deliver so little.
Remember how the sudden death bug came with it?
Well, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I got that on video, didn't I? I got a GIF for that.
Yep, that's right. Okay. On to episode 47 now, after you came back from playing with a friend.
So, Brad, you were out today?
Yes.
Friend's house?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I fell over.
What do you mean?
We were throwing a ball, and he threw the ball really close to the road. It was only like a quiet road, but I ran to catch it, and I had to dive, and I fell into the road. It was not pretty.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you do any more of that recently?
Well, that was ages.
I know.
That was ages ago. Wow. No, I don't.
Okay, but that's good you came out of that unscathed. Okay, another revolutionary or famous RSBNB update from this year. Episode 41, the April Fool's one. This was a good one. Okay, this is when we picked up Chris and we did... We'll talk about it after I play it. Okay. This is the staff joke that we played on the staff.
I know this, so you don't need to send it. I remember what happened.
Do them best.
Oh my dear! Chris just signed into the forums. And...
What?
He just saw... Chris just signed into the forums and he just saw something. Wouldn't he go to...
Something...
Would you guys care to explain what's on the forums?
Oh.
That is terrible. I hate that.
You put up pictures of us, but we see our own picture. Everybody else sees their own picture, just the mods.
We can find out everybody else's.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you a lot, yeah. Chris... Especially that very nice picture of me.
Of Dan?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, I've realized how I can get to everybody else's pictures now.
Oh
god.
How do you do that?
Just type in the name.
Well, you'll just have to
in the URL.
Oh my god, Dan.
Yay!
I've got an idea. I've just had a very good idea.
You no.
Oh, it didn't work. I thought if I put Shane, it might be Shane's picture, but it didn't.
We've already tried that.
So basically, as we had pictures, we put pictures of the staff, but only they could see their own, and everybody kind of got freaked out because, some people's pictures were ones that they did not want others to see, namely Dan's, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You remember his? Yeah, it was fun. So basically, you always gotta be on the watch if you're a staff member. Okay, and then you guys...
Yes, you do, because Shane and Mike are gonna pull tricks on you.
And then you guys pulled one on me that was really good. I'll play it now.
Most guys look like they've got dressed in the dark and put on their auntie's clothes on by mistake if they wear a dragon skirt. Make the dragon skirts look a bit more macho, please. Give them a sporan or something. What's a sporan? Anybody know what the sporan is? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Hello. Who's out here? What the hell's going on? What's so funny? What the April. Hell?
April Fools.
April Fools.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, Shane, we got you good.
I know. What's a sporad?
I have no idea.
It just went pure silent after that. Like, gosh. You guys got me good, though.
Oh, yes, we did.
Whose idea was that, anyways, and how long was it in planning?
Well, first of all, I think it was Jeff or Chris had the idea to suddenly start making a lot of noise. But it was like 3 a.m. where I was, so I couldn't do that. So I had the idea that we just all shut up and pretend that we couldn't hear you.
Okay. Okay.
And it was planned like 3 or 4 hours before we were due to begin recording.
Oh, really?
Short notice thing.
Okay. And then we also have King Kola's reaction to his April Fool's picture.
How long did it take you, Kala? Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to realize it was fake?
When Poison told me, he's like, have you been to the forums today? I'm like, no, not yet. And he's like, you should go there now. There's something really cool on it. And I went there, and I fell off my chair, started screaming, and I hit my head. And then I get back, go to the chair, and I see a message from him, and he's like, you know it's only you that can see it. I'm like, right, I knew that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said to me, but I didn't believe him at first.
You should sue Shane to make you hit your head.
I actually knocked over a bunch of stuff when I hit my head, so I had to clean it up as well. And if you actually saw my picture, you'll see how messy this room is.
I've seen it. Yeah, it took me as long as it took to register a new account and make sure nobody else could see it.
So, yeah.
Okay, so obviously you heard King Kola's reaction to what happened, and that Dan even went to the extent of registering a new account to make sure nobody else could see his picture because it's so bad.
Yes, that is a funny picture.
Yeah, so, oh my, that was fun. Okay. And I think yours was like the first one you posted or something, so.
Oh, it's a really old picture of me. Bad picture of me. Well, every picture of me is bad.
And then we have this in one of our staff discussions about the topic of about the joke. Of YTMND.
I hope the listeners are happy to discover how retarded the moderating team is.
That's my voice.
I hope the listeners are happy to discover how retarded the moderating team are. I hope the listeners...
Yeah, the reason that's the case is because it shows Dan's picture, and then... Oh, my. And then, in here it said... In here, Brad, you said Poison thought that was Dan's voice.
Yes, he did.
Wow, okay. And then there's another one from when King Kala was reading the Chaos Elemental, but I'll post this in the link. And then we have one in which King Kala, when he was a noob, had problems figuring out how to do the Cook's Assistant quest, but I offered some pointers to how to do it in real life. Here we are. Playing it now.
But for quests like Monkey Madness, Desert Treasure, those are like super difficult quests that make Dragon Slayer look like Cook's Assistant. But for people to be able to do those without a guide would be quite an accomplishment. So I think, you should use guides.
Ironically, when I did do Cook's Assistant, I was an even bigger noob back then, and I couldn't figure out how to milk the cow. Go figure.
It's simple, you put the bucket underneath and then tug.
Well, I know how to do that in real life.
So, Brad, did you hear that one about the cow?
Yep, I did.
Okay, so it's simple to do that in real life, but I guess the RuneScape interface isn't that intuitive, I guess, eh?
No, it's not. With Jagex, it never will be.
So that was from the Great Fun episode 41, Big Staff Edition, which will be duplicated on December 23rd, which you probably already had that because this will be out sometime next week. Namely, week in which we're taking off. Okay. We're now going into episode 36, which is an outtake. I'm not sure what this is. It just says outtake, but here it is.
Face is a carrot muffin.
Mine?
Shane, that was a bad time to say something when I was drinking, man. That is not a good comeback to say whenever somebody insults you like that. What, mine?
Then what were you drinking?
I was drinking soda out of my cup.
Well, whose face is a carrot face, then?
Yours is Shane.
Carrot muffin.
So whose face is that?
Your face is a carrot.
Okay, well...
Oh, that was an outtake from some episode, from episode 36. I'm not sure what part of the episode, but...
Shane has a carrot face.
No. Well, apparently Pika thought so, but no, that's not the case. And I made him, like, spit all over his screen with a very sticky substance, which we know isn't good, right?
Shane, that sounded so wrong.
What?
Sticky substance on his screen.
Yeah. Like sugary, you know? What?
Oh, never mind. Let's just move on.
Okay. Episode 36A, which was our little special when the Dragon Two-Hander was released. A clip from you.
Oh, yes.
Buying Dragon Two-Hander 1 million. Buying Dragon Two-Hander 3.3 million offer. Buying these little people buying Dragon, yeah, that's a stupid offer.
Yeah, so the prices just kept going down, didn't they?
Again, now the Dragon 200 is worth, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's right. That weapon was a failure. It's, like, so stupid, it's so slow, you can't even do anything with it, and special is crap.
Yep.
So that's right. And also, we discovered that I was in the field farming and stuff.
In the field.
In the field, fishing and stuff.
Yeah, I was in the field, like, you know, farming, fishing. That's what I mean, because technically you're in a big, huge, open field doing stuff, right?
Yes, but also in the field meant something else, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's classified still.
And if I say I get... Well, I've already quit the staff, so you can't kick me out now.
Well, you're not going to say anything?
What? I was just going to say, if I'd say it, then you would kick me off the staff, but I just remembered I already quit.
Anyways, you just for the goodness of things, don't say anything yet.
I have no goodness in me, Shane.
Okay. Episode 34, a bird.
My phone's ringing.
Yeah, just like that, Shane. Just like that.
Anyways, we're done, so...
Yeah, does that sound like a bird to you?
Sounds like a bird having a fit.
That was actually the only episode we got the crazy one on. The only one, strangely, so I don't know. Episode 34. Bird. Moving into the final two clips, you know how I always kill the imps, right?
Yeah.
Pika turned this into a don't spam thing.
Went out and stole this stuff, so basically they're not that bad. And you see, guys, every time you spam, Shane has to kill an imp. So please, guys, think of the imps. Okay.
Okay. So in other words, there's a little advertisement for don't spam that.
Yes, don't spam. Otherwise, I kill imps and more things. Right?
You should spam on RSPB because it gives the mods something to do.
Oh, they already have enough to do, as you know.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, they do. Trust me. Well. This brings this clip show to a close. We're going to close out this one with a guitar song by first co-host of the show, Pika69. And so we'll see you all in the new year to a great year of another however many episodes get done in a year. And you'll be back
52,
with
us. 52, Shane.
Yes, that's right. You'll be back in the new year with us, right? Probably?
Yes.
Okay, so that said, I am Shane1288 with Barwood.
Shut up. Barwood. Have a very Merry Christmas,
everybody. Yes, but this will be out after Christmas, so Happy New Year!
We hope you had a good Christmas. If you didn't, doesn't really matter now.
Have a Happy New Year. See everyone.
Goodbye.